From job loss to balancing work from home to the isolation of following stay-at-home orders, coronavirus has changed our everyday lives. WUSF is giving you a voice to share those experiences. Today, we meet University of South Florida senior Jeffrey Waters. The 22-year-old is recovering from a mild case of COVID-19, which was first widely spread in China. Waters still worries about others who may get sick or be singled out for being Asian. That includes his own Japanese mother.
My name is Jeffrey Waters. I'm 22 years old. I'm a global business major at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, graduating this May, and I consider myself a fairly healthy person. I didn't expect to contract the coronavirus. I am a person who likes to work out at least 5 to 6 days of the week, and I think my health is one of the top priorities in my life. I first learned that I might have gotten it. I was told by a friend, he was in the hospital, and he was actually being intubated. And then a couple of days later, he told me he tested positive for coronavirus. And so I went ahead and got tested. When I started showing symptoms, even though I have seasonal allergies, trying to figure out if I had symptoms in the first place was kind of hard. So I went ahead and got tested. And when I got tested, everyone's in PPE, they're all dressed up, and then you go to the next station, you pull up and you put it in park, and then that's when they do the cotton swab. And they go right up into your nose, and it's not very comfortable. I will admit, it's not comfortable at all. It goes right into the back of your brain. When I first took the test, they told me it'd be about 4 to 7 days. After those 4 to 7 days passed, I called daycare, I asked them if I can get my results. They said it's been extended to about 9 to 12 days. I called them every day until they finally said, okay, it looks like it did come back in just a couple of hours ago. And then that's when I finally got it. But in that time between, it was kind of frustrating. I wanted to be frustrated, but at the same time, I know that the people who are doing these tests are obviously overwhelmed. And it's kind of hard to think that, you know, you're number one, that you should get it when there are other people that actually be at stake from this virus and who could be suffering a lot more than me. I didn't feel concerned for myself, really. I was more concerned about the people I might spread it to, people like my mom, her fiance, or my dad, who goes to see my grandmother, or even my grandmother, because she's old. She just got out of the hospital from a fracture, but she's still in a vulnerable state given her age. So I was very scared of giving it to someone and being responsible for them being in the hospital or incapacitated, or even worse, death. I noticed people are going to be more reluctant to see me or hang out with me, and I don't take it personally because those people have legitimate reasons to actually avoid any sort of contact with the virus. But hopefully it doesn't get too out of hand where people completely shun others, and it almost becomes a leprosy of the modern day. I generally have actually more concerns of people who are either Asian or Asian American. Personally, I don't look that Asian. I'm half white too. But I fear for others who will get labeled or might have some encounters where it's going to be ugly. I hope that they don't get too bad. I don't think they will, but I just have to look after my family too, because my mother, who's full Japanese, you know, I worry that someone might yell at her at the store because she might have a virus or something. The scenarios play out in your head. I try not to think about them because I feel like the more you think about it, the more likely it's going to happen. I think people our age have to take this very seriously. This virus can cause permanent damage. We have to also make sure that the people around us aren't going to be in danger, because it's not worth losing a loved one or a friend just so you can go out and have fun. It's just not worth it.
That was Jeffrey Waters from St. Petersburg. That audio postcard was produced by WUSF's Delaney Brown.